Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Razor Consultants are standing by. Take color 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, around half of Americans are now in police facial recognition databases.
Oh, good.
My guess is it's all kinds of that phone technology with the facial recognition to unlock the phone.
Or you go out in public.
That
right.
too.
I mean, that,
maybe if you've been to a shopping center, arena.
Anyway, if you've been outside.
Like, right. Like,
if you have left your home.
But how is that still only half of Americans?
Well, because the other half aren't in the system.
There you go.
You know, right, the people right? lived in the same right. hometown their entire life, never leave their house.
Oh, I gotcha.
Them.
Hey, take your mask off here, Santa. We need to see your face.
For what?
Racial recognition. You just got into the quick on this, but I feel you.
That will not work out well for me.
Chuck E. Cheese has created a new pizza box that turns into a mini skee-ball game.
I'm down.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But you
I
can't
love
get it to go, can you?
What do you mean?
Sure you can. It's a box.
But I mean, you go to Chuck E. Cheese, don't you eat it there? Never heard of somebody getting Chuck Cheese delivered home.
You, sir, haven't been to Chuck Cheese in a while.
Well,
they won't let us go without kids.
No. But you don't have children. You shouldn't be in there either.
And I don't know that you want to take that pizza home.
I'm about to say.
I was like, you give that to somebody on the way to the car. And they look at it and go, close the box and throw it.
And get up and they go sit near Taco Bell instead.
Right.
I got to get a better spot.
Chuck E. Cheese does a lot of good things, but pizza is not one of them.
Have you been to one lately?
Right. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, I have, Ted.
Thought you were maybe at the roller skating rink more.
No, I've been to a roller skating rink. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese within a reasonable amount of time. And the pizza was as I remembered it. But I will say this, their beer selection improved vastly. That was huge.
Oh, fantastic. A company is working to help women go to space to give birth.
Why?
Maybe easier?
Just to
I don't know.
Say that,
it's got to be easier. I can't, right?
Right?
I mean, sort of.
Zero
like,
G,
it's
baby.
It's still going to hurt because, like they say, you're pushing a watermelon through a lemon. So the pain is going to be there. The only difference is, like, you can't float away.
Right.
And the other thing, I would just say this, and I mean this honestly, like, having witnessed this a couple times myself, it is a, aside from your baby, let's just say it is a juicy and moist experience. And one thing about zero gravity, liquid, right. They turn into spheres, globules, whatever, and then they just float away. And I'm just saying, for my personal taste, gravity was cool in that moment.
Like, I just wish we were talking about chicken.
What?
Juicy and moist.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Like, juicy and moist can be good sometimes, but in that description,
this
made
is not
my hair
one of them.
Stand up.
So yes.
Like being in a nasty snow globe.
Oh, God. Oh. The worst snow globe ever.
Oh, dear. All right. A woman in San Antonio will get a $205,000 payout after a detective pulled down her shorts in public to search the woman for drugs.
It's where he searched. This was in front of people. I remember when this happened, they were saying she might have a lawsuit. I guess she does.
Yeah.
This was broad daylight. The guy, he went for her intimate crevice, if you will, and there was nothing in there.
Oh, dear.
Like, if you're going to do that, if you're going to make this decision to search her there, you better find something.
Yeah, if you check the felony purse, it better be a felony in there.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got to find a felony.
Also, he doesn't, like, let's just be honest, he doesn't have to do that. If you could arrest her or whatever, like.
You can do it at the station.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, call. There's got to be a better way than
who do you
shorts
call
down.
They need an inspector.
Somebody with a curtain.
The FBI, the federal booty inspector, I'm here.
A family in Iowa had their basement flooded with blood because of drainage issues from a meat locker next door.
Oh.
The stench in there just had to be incredible.
Who lives near a meat locker? You're in Iowa. Like, surely there's some land.
There's space.
It's not a real heavily populated area. You would think that you could find just some little small part of heaven there where you wouldn't
They found the perfect house,
Miles. You
would
need to be near a meat locker.
Yeah. Well, people really like living in Ames.
I would think that my house is haunted if I went in the basement and it's full of blood.
I don't know a lot of cities in Iowa. That's what I came
from. Iowa City.
All right.
Des Moines.
Sioux City.
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. That's Iowa. Yeah, there you go. All right. Iowa.
I know Panora. Anyway, the average person has 4.6 moments every year where they're afraid someone's broken into their house, according to a new survey.
Oh,
I don't know what 0.6 of a moment would be. You either have
it's
the
not really
or
long.
Is it? You think that's normal?
I don't think
fearing
it's
fearing that
normal.
Somebody broke into your place?
No. Getting home, no.
It depends on where you live, but it doesn't matter where you live anymore. If somebody's going to break in, they're going to break in.
39% of us keep a, quote, weapon or item near the bed in case one of those isn't a false alarm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
You live in a place where you might need to.
I feel like everybody does, but you're
more likely to be around a group of people that just might feel the need to break
Mike,
in.
I'm going
to
guess that you have some type of firearm.
The more you don't know, Miles. A man on Twitter.
I got a knife.
Yeah, I know you don't have a firearm.
No. And I got a knife underneath my mattress.
I got pit bull.
I know the only person in here that seems firearm worthy would be Mike.
Yeah, the only person I would trust.
Well, that and I keep a claw hammer on top of my fridge.
There you go.
That's a good idea, man.
I also have a battle axe strategically.
You have a battle axe?
Yes.
Like a real one?
I'm going to give you a Stanley.
All right. A man on Twitter recently set up an audio recording while he slept, and it didn't detect any paranormal activity. Just his flatulence.
We were listening to that earlier. You fart a lot at night. You don't realize.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Damn.
I had somebody say to me once, like, you farted on me last night. I was like, well, I didn't mean to.
Sorry.
It just happened to be next to me.
You fall asleep on a plane. Just think of all the things that happen when you normally fall asleep.
Have you farted on a plane and didn't, like, woken yourself up like, oh, no, I think I farted.
Ghosts! I just woke up after 4 hours and realized that I have got to figure a way to be able to stand up and go to the bathroom, and I don't know how I'm going to pull this off.
Because you woke up the way the men wake up?
Correct. And I did not... And
that is a horrible thing on a plane, man.
And I couldn't talk it down.
Picture like a three-eyed dog sniffing your butt, anything.
It's like a standoff that I knew I couldn't win.
It's like Clint Eastwood staring you down in a Western.
Come on, buddy, come on. Wah, wah, wah. Come on.
Go away.
Wah, wah. I gotta pee.
Moving on.
Come on.
Seven people who had been waiting 9 years for the apocalypse were found living in a basement in the Netherlands on Sunday.
God almighty, if life wasn't hell enough.
But only after one of them left the house, went to a bar, drank 5 beers, and told the bartender all about it.
Even the bartender said, man, he was dirty, his beard looked messed
smelled
up.
Smelled like hell.
Yeah, smelled awful. So finally the bartender, I think the guy owned the place as well, was just like, you know, I'm not trying to pry, man, what's your deal? Like, I've been living in the basement for 9 years, and my family waiting for the end of times.
You can't wait
for
the
apocalypse. Thought I would get a beer in the meantime. You don't have to wait. It's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Well, that's the thing, is that even if you're religious, you should know that even it says that nobody knows when the apocalypse is coming. There's going to be no sign. It's just going to happen.
It's like waiting for tomorrow. Just wait.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, if you have a bunker, somebody scares you, you go down there. I just like that he popped out after 9 years and got a beer.
Five of them.
He's been thinking about that for years.
Screw this, I'm getting a beer.
Heineken or Amstel Light?
Yeah, you thought Sober October was tough.
As you
know, right?
This guy.
9 years, I haven't had a beer and nothing happened?
Damn it. Have you ever accidentally ended a call by saying love you to someone who you shouldn't have said that to?
Yep. Yeah, only my kids.
According to a new survey, it's actually pretty common. 31% of people admit that they've done it.
I'm going to start doing it when I call you, Mike.
I'm going to do it to anybody.
I love you.
You just never call me anymore, Miles.
No, but when I do now, I'm going to tell you I love you.
I'm going to do it in person, like Starbucks, you know, go to Rite Aid, get a pack of Marlboro Reds.
I love you. I love you, Mike. I'm going to buy you this coffee.
I love you. Thank you.
Can you put the little the foam leaf in there for him?
I want a heart, please.
Because I love you.
Draw a penis in the foam. Can you do that?
We call it a penis.
A man in Oklahoma that was sentenced to 15 years for possession had all of his charges dismissed.
Why is that?
I'll tell you all about it. It says your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. We appreciate it. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
You listen to the story, based on the stereotypes, is that fun? Based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story.
Oh! We just lost all our calls.
You gotta be kidding me.
All right. We're me and you. Let's do it.
Can I look? All right. Here's your story.
Did you know what you say? I love you?
I love you.
You hung up, but we still love you.
We go to Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Ooh.
Where a woman was held on $75,000 bond following her arraignment on charges that she bit her ex's finger off. And then showcased the incident on Facebook. That's how she's rolling. Officers are called to St. Francis Hospital on a report of a domestic violence and discovered the male victim had lost a portion of his right middle finger. I wonder what he was doing at the moment that she bit it off. Anyway, he says trying to fend off the attack by his former partner, a 34-year-old woman. The man reported that she had either bitten or cut off his finger as he was trying to restrain her from attacking him with a brick. Well, she was located at the scene of the attack and taken into custody. Her mother found a portion of the finger that had been bitten off, but too much time had elapsed, so it cannot be reattached. Now, during the course of the investigation, police discovered that she posted videos on Facebook bragging about the incident and showcasing the finger. She was charged with first-degree assault and disorderly conduct and held on $250,000 bond, but then a judge later reduced that to a $75,000 bond. Do you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Connecticut.
It's Connecticut, yes.
And she said she attacked him because he was attacking her with a brick?
No. She was just attacking him.
All right.
She was attacking him with a brick. At that point, he's trying to defend himself. That's when she bit part of his middle finger off. Because he didn't want to keep getting hit with a brick. He's kind of petty.
Okay.
And then she went on Facebook and said...
I bragged about it.
I'm going to be completely stereotyped. I'm going to go stereotype here. What are you going to do, Tip?
Well, I mean, it's kind of thing what we're doing.
Okay. I'm going to say you have a stray brick, meaning you do something in the construction industry.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Based on that in Connecticut...
Mm-hmm, Connecticut.
I'm going to go Mexican.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go black.
Okay.
Because brick seems like a random weapon that was just picked up right there. And I used to have a buddy that always said, if you see a brick, you hit him with it. And he was black.
That's rest my case.
Exactly.
No more questions, Ron.
All right. We're going to find out if she's black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Profile This takes us to Bloomfield, Connecticut. We've got a woman who got in a fight with her ex and attacked him with a brick. He tried to fend her off. Somehow, she got his hand into her mouth and bit off his middle finger. And then just to, you know, make it fun for Facebook, she posted a video of the finger and what she did on Facebook.
That is correct. And some people, they chimed in. They said everything about this screams white. Beating him. Knocking him out. Posting it on Facebook and a reduction in fine, white, white, white. Someone else says brick plus social media plus Connecticut equals black. Someone else says she's white, Connecticut, and crazy. She is white. Someone else wants to know is a weed week. Well, we have the answer here.
Weed week.
Ted, you said black. You said
correct.
Black. I had a black friend who told me if you see a brick, hit him with it. I assume
street
they mean
fight.
In a fight.
Yeah.
Okay, not just a general.
Not in general. No,
right.
No, no. I should have prefaced that. My bad.
And
my
Miles,
apologies.
You guys, Mexi, you said, look, you have a brick laying around inside of your home, right? You go the whole landscaping thing, whatever
it is. Construction.
Like, yeah, it seems Mexi. Well, guess what? Ted, you are correct, sir.
Ah! Yes. All your black theories are right.
black theories with white tail.
He's going to give me a chance against him. He can't give any more of those. Because he knows them all.
Yeah, my theories are insane, but they do tend to work.
It doesn't matter.
But they work.
It doesn't matter how you get from A to B, you get there. I don't even get close.
You drove a three-wheeled car backwards and beat everyone to the destination. Exactly. Like,
still
I don't
win the race.
Where you guys been? Right. You been hiding in the bunker?
Already had three beers. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
No scream?
Jeez. Ah! I was sitting, you know, to be honest with you, I was in my head patting myself on the back.
Just thinking about the big
because you, the brick to black person connection.
The brick is Shaw.
Yeah.
There's another.
Right there. Introduce me to a white DeBrick Shaw.
Outside of the one, has anybody ever met another grown human named DeBrickishaw?
I don't think there is.
But if I said there is one DeBrickishaw on this earth, black, white, Mexican, Jew, what are you going with? Black, right.
Back to your theories.
Yeah. So, right, there's only one. So out of 7 billion people, I bet you still get it right.
So a little different today. A lot of the late night guys are off.
Mm-hmm. They can't compete with you, man.
They can't. They said, Ted's got in the game. We got to take off. So just David Spade jokes or me, and I will...
Spade or Ted?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
This one almost looked a little bit. A rare white killer whale has been spotted off the coast of Washington. It's so white, it already left a bad Yelp review about the Atlantic Ocean.
Spade.
That is David Spade.
That deserves some applause.
Oh, sorry.
But that one you can have fun with.
That is...
A rare white killer whale has been spotted off the coast of Washington. It's so white that it already got a reservation for four at brunch.
It's already done water or yoga.
Yeah, yeah, give me one more. Yeah. A rare white killer whale has been spotted off the coast of Washington. It's so white, it's already done goat yoga.
Keep going, you got a ton of them. Let's go.
I do, I do.
Just use the same joke.
All right, we go to the old whale. A rare white killer whale has been spotted off the coast of Washington. It's so white that it's got at least 20 plastic bags underneath its sink.
You got this.
I don't know if you guys saw this. A rare white killer whale has been spotted off the coast of Washington. It's so white that it owns zero hot sauces.
We do this all day.
All right.
It uses the back part.
Good times.
Yeah.
Einstein Brother Bagels started testing a new breakfast burrito that's wrapped in both a tortilla and a bagel. For now, it's only available in 5 stores in Colorado, a state where weed is legal.
Ted.
That is one of my
okay.
Have you seen that thing, by the way?
No, I saw a picture of it today.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
It's one of those, you gotta try it.
It doesn't look good, but I think I'll like it. You know what I mean? Like, I looked at the picture, I'm like, that looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Why is my mouth watering?
You know what? We'll give you one more spin.
One more? All right, let's do it.
All right. Olivia Colman, the Oscar-winning star from The Crown, admitted that she stole some toilet paper from Buckingham Palace. Her first choice was toothpaste, but obviously there wasn't any.
That's good.
That's good. I know, I mean, he was on fire. I actually watched his show last night. I was like, oh,
I gotta remember to watch him, man.
Yeah, Spade's good. I say this 1,000 times. I know there's just so many of them right now. It's very tough. And then Monday and Thursday, I got to remind myself to watch Desus and Mero over on Showtime. You're right, Miles. I started forgetting about it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just, right, there's too many good shows out there.
And Monday and Thursday don't help because it's all football.
That's a good point.
And you start getting wrapped up in the highlights and whatever they're going to prognosticate about. And then sooner or later, like, oh, damn it, man. I missed like half the shows I wanted to see listening to these guys yell at each other.
Right. And Monday night shows, you're right, like generally fall off in the fall because everybody's watching football.
That's right.
And it kind of seems to be split now between people who are doing some political jokes or mostly political jokes and then those who aren't. So depending on the day and what you want to watch, I kind of go back and forth depending on, like, Conan is just normally just going to be funny.
Right.
You know, without any of the other stuff.
Yeah, and part of it, too, is just the political environment now, right? Like, late night shows always poked fun at presidents and stuff. But it's
but
not,
now everyone takes a like, everyone's right, got
everybody
assault.
Gets so upset about it. Like, you should be.
I'm going to kill you. It's always a death threat. Like, dude, it's a comedian who made a joke. And I don't know if you know this, but they've been doing that ever since there's been politics and comedy. It has never, ever changed. Stop being soft. Good God.
Right. And it's right. It's intertwined in our sports and everything else. Like, sure. It's going to happen. Right. But, you know, I don't know. That's one of those things. But I you know, Dee Zemero, again, I love those guys. But they always do a good amount of mixing in stuff.
Sure.
But if you don't like their style of humor, you could look at that and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe they said that.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what, Miles? You talked about this morning. I did not write down the guy's name. What I will tell you is that if you ever watch the Wheel of Fortune, basically they're gonna play a quick puzzle, and then they're going to talk to somebody. And, you know, like... the guy's going to say, or the woman's going to say, you know, I'm here with my lovely wife, Judy.
Have a beautiful wife.
I'm just saying it like that. I'm here with my wife, Judy.
They kind of come out and they play. And then they come back and, you know, he's just
soft.
Hey, let's get a little chance here to meet our studio contestants, you know. And then they
have a beautiful wife.
You have to add adjectives. I don't know if they tell you that beforehand or what.
They have to.
But it's like your beautiful wife.
Lovely kids.
Lovely kids.
Normally your profession. He's an engineer from Stockholm, California. It's Jim Ladd or whatever.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Every time.
So this guy went on there. Obviously, towards the end, you could tell. But at first, he is so deadpan, I couldn't tell if he was joking or not.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. Own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan. And I have one rotten grandson.
No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody. I know you're being facetious.
Absolutely. I love them like nobody's business.
That's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
What are you saying? There's a little truth in there?
Right.
You think he's in a loveless marriage?
I don't think he's in a completely loveless marriage, but he's in a marriage for 12 years. These things happen.
The guy says loveless marriage. He's saying he doesn't have sex.
Yeah, that's what that means.
That's all the translation.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying. He's so dead. Now, when he calls his grandkid rotten, I'm like, all right. I can tell he's kind of pouring it on. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Think he's venting just a wee bit?
Maybe.
I don't. I will say this. The older you get in life, if you're still single, you will sometimes have friends come to you, men, women, doesn't matter, and say, you know all that stuff comedians say? Some of it's true.
That's why the comedians say it.
Because
it wouldn't be funny if it wasn't.
Like when they say, ha, 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 you're not the favorite sibling. They mean it.
Oh, they do. And when you call your wife the old battle axe, right? I mean, that says it right there.
Yeah, exactly.
You can say, it's my ball and chains, my old lady. I've never, it's the old battle axe. Sheila's like, oh.
Yeah, I think he has a good enough relationship that he can call his wife a battle axe on TV and get away with it.
I tweeted the
picture. Whereas I feel like a lot of people, if you ever get the chance, do not refer to your wife as a battle axe, not even on TV, just not in general.
Mm-hmm. I took a picture of my daughter and I. We were out having a good afternoon, and I tweeted out that here I am with the Youth of America and tagged her, and my other daughter chimed in and said, oh, look, my favorite person, and I wrote mine too. I hope she knows that was a joke.
Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, right.
You find out at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I know it gives you joy.
There's a lot
of
tears.
I'm just telling you as a friend, the parents harassing kids on Instagram is fun for the parents.
Yes, it is.
So, speaking of things getting older, the Nationals, right? The Washington Nationals. They were a baseball team in D.C. Now, for years before that, they were a baseball team in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
The Expos.
Expos.
Very French.
Oui.
Very Spanish. La.
So here's the thing I understand. Now, granted, I grew up in the D.C. area, so it's a little more knowledgeable. But, like, D.C. hasn't had a baseball team for years.
Right.
Right? So.
It's what, the Senators up until, like, 1970 or
71, maybe?
Right.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, you know, like, where the Senators used to play doesn't even exist anymore. Literally, I mean, there's literally, like, a plaque or whatever. As I know, as my mom grew up by Griffin Stadium, right? But it's just one of those things you heard about.
And everyone else just said, Griffin Stadium, that's his point. Right? That you have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Right. So the Nationals going is actually pretty cool. It's cool for the area, and I think it's good for baseball, too. Now, look, if you're a Major League Baseball, there's not a ton of national fans outside of D.C. I don't know if anybody cares, but this one's pretty cool. This is the owner of the Washington Nationals, and he's talking about the fact they haven't had a World Series in D.C. since 1933. He's 94.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in since 1933, there will be a World Series in Washington, D.C.
I want to tell our fans, this is for you.
It'll be more coherent than the Mariners owner when he finally gets a chance to make that statement, because he'll just be drooling.
Now they'll have to use a Ouija board.
Yeah. I mean, 190 years old, never been to a World Series, the owner of your Seattle Mariners.
That's right, sir.
He just turned into a tauntaun.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just insane. It's crazy.
Long, but no one in Seattle is going to show any sympathy.
Okay.
Well, people in Seattle
anyway.
Should. Here, we're making this joke because the Seattle Mariners now are the only team to have never advanced to a World Series.
That is correct.
Now, with that said, it's worse for the Mariners fans because they've been here with the team. Like, for the Nationals fans, like, there wasn't a team there.
No!
But it's only been there for, what, 14, 15 years?
Yes!
So, like, they haven't had to wait quite as long as the poor Mariners.
No!
Hey, look. There's something about it that brings you satisfaction if you're a fan of the team, right? I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan because I lived in Baltimore. They've been in Cleveland before that.
Yeah.
They had Bill Belichick as their coach. Keep this in mind. When they packed up and moved to Baltimore to become the Ravens, they fired Bill Belichick. He went somewhere. I don't know if he'll find success. And then the Ravens went to the Super Bowl 4 years later. And then to rub it in, we did it again. Cleveland still hasn't been. So Cleveland could have had Bill Belichick, and chances are he would have drafted the same people. What Cleveland is not, they could have been what New England is now. But they moved to Baltimore instead. New England's gotten, what, 6 Super Bowls? Baltimore got 2. Cleveland, nothing.
Well, yeah, that's the weird thing about sports.
That's 8 Super Bowls sitting right in front of you, and you don't have any of them.
Yeah, I think sports is a great example, but I think also in life sometimes, right? Like, you don't know what job or which relationship's going to work. Let's remember, Belichick was not that good in Cleveland.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't like some highly, you know, like he was originally.
This was his shot. This was his opportunity. When the franchise picked up a move, right, they got rid of him, brought in the legendary Ted Marchibroda. Right, so he gets a shot in New England.
And then
he's
up
done
to,
okay, I think.
Yeah, he's been in New England dominating.
Right.
Yeah.
Could have been you, Cleveland.
Could have been you. Miles, you're asking all the time, Ted, when is the Grease spinoff coming?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Finally?
Finally, dude.
Oh, my.
A Grease spinoff series is coming to HBO Max. And yes, it'll be a musical.
Oh, I pay for HBO. That's a waste of fundage.
Could you give me like 25 cents back? I'm gonna
HBO Max.
Oh, God. It's one of those things where I got to pay more.
You know, I have no idea.
I don't
is that just one
HBO,
of the HBO channels?
I have HBO Go, whatever, but I don't know if that I have that.
But I feel like you can't just say Max and not charge. Maybe they don't charge. I don't know. But I feel like if you say Max, you're telling me I need some coin.
Did any of you guys actually like Grease?
No.
Mike, did you like Grease?
It's a musical, of course.
You never saw it. It's a musical.
Oh, you never saw Grease?
You'd love it, Mike.
So then nobody would know the name of the spinoff.
Greasier.
Grease Lightning.
Greasy.
Rydell High. What's the name of the high school they went to?
Boy, they're off to just a great start.
The series reimagines the original movie and will feature some of the characters from it. It'll be set in the 50s. There'll be big musical numbers, obviously, with a soundtrack that mixes hit songs with the era with new originals.
That's right. Our band is playing for the Grease soundtrack. You said new originals. It's the name of our band, man.
It is. Also, just sounded like a real band out there for a second. No word yet on when it'll premiere or whatever, but, you know, if you want to see it, it'll be on HBO Max.
Why do I think this is? I mean, is there nostalgia to bring it back?
Well, there's a Grease prequel movie in the works called Summer Lovin'. It's a story of how Danny and Sandy's summer romance went at the beach.
Because
remember, when the story starts, they're already back at school.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how they actually hooked up at the beach.
And I always wondered about that.
Yes.
And we all know how they hooked up at the beach.
Hey, dress in White Claw.
I was going to say Boone's Farm, but...
I got Zima. You like a Zima?
Let's see. NPH, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
I haven't heard a lot from him lately, but I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I haven't been paying attention.
I haven't been paying attention to him since he stopped doing that food thing on Twitter. I think his husband just got pissed. Like, dude, can we just go out to dinner and you not take pictures of every single thing we eat? And I think he went, fair enough.
I recently watched him in, thanks to the kids, Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah, so he's been acting.
He was the main bad
stuff
guy.
Miles and I haven't seen.
It's exactly it.
Also, it's funny, you could say NPH now, Neil Patrick Harris, without even mentioning Doogie Howser.
He's probably very happy about that, I would think.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, finally.
But anyhow, he's never been... He's never been known for big budget films, but that's about to change. He's now going to be in the new Matrix movie.
Huh. Okay, I can see
it. In other news, there's a new Matrix movie.
But you know what? Every time he pops up into something different and reinvents himself,
he's very good.
I think that's one of the reasons he can do it. I mean,
Starship Troopers, y'all!
Even if it's just Harold and Kumar, go to White Castle.
Oh, like, he was great.
The role he played.
Burgers? How about we get some. Burgers.
I mean, that took him so far away from Doogie Howser that it was, you know, that was the idea.
That took him so far away from who he is.
Sure.
Yes, it did.
Like, I knew he could act after I saw that role.
Exactly.
I don't think NPH cared about any of that. No. Burgers, either burger.
Right.
Either burger.
Cocaine.
There's not a ton of knowledge on this new thing. Keanu Reeves is still in there. Carrie Ann Moss are coming back. Jada Pinkett Smith, I guess, in talks to return. You remember she was in the second and third Matrix movies.
What a weird hairstyle. What a cool jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So that's pretty interesting. NPH, I'm with you. I'm sure he can do...
He's fine.
Whatever he wants, right? He sings, he dances, he hosts the Tonys.
He sings, he dances.
I just think he's going to be very believable. It's going to be one of those things like, can you believe that's Neil Patrick Harris?
Probably.
Like that role, that thing he's going to be either weird or creepy or just dark or you're going to be scared of him or you know what I mean? He's going to do something where it's just like, God, I had no idea.
Yeah, maybe he'll just be like a dark, evil person.
That's what I would think. You know, like, I think he's taking that role to take completely a different role than he's ever taken.
Or he's going
to
be a good guy hero. You just don't know.
Yeah? It's the Matrix. Could be anything. Depends on what pill he takes.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma man was going to sit in jail for 15 years because of 45 grams of powdered milk. Meanwhile, a Hollywood actor posing as a lingerie scout realizes his plan is not as smooth as silk. Iowa man whips it out on Dollar General store. A lady attempting to turn lady on with her son. Washington woman caught on camera stealing extremely large novelty toy, looking to have some fun. And a Florida man amidst eating nothing but Kraft Velveeta's and shells for 17 years. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We covered this earlier today. We go to Oklahoma, where a man was arrested for cocaine possession. He was stopped for riding a bike without taillights and fled when officers attempted to stop him. After he was apprehended, they searched his bag and found a bag of cocaine inside of a coffee can. The man spent 2 months in jail while on trial, and while they sent a sample to the lab to be tested, having enough, the man finally pled guilty and was sentenced to 15 years. But within the week, the lab results came back, revealing that the powdered substance in the bag was actually powdered milk.
But the arresting officer said, in my experience and my something else, I determined to be okay.
That was cocaine.
You're an idiot. I mean, my God. And you keep in mind, the reason the guy decided to just plead guilty on this. So they kept him in this particular jail for 2 months. This particular jail has been pointed out, has like a high suicide rate. They have problems with mold. There's all kinds of things wrong. He just knew if I plead guilty, they will transfer me to a better prison. That's how messed up that place is.
Consider this. A man pled guilty to cocaine possession and got himself 15 years in prison just to get out of that jail.
Yeah.
Criminally. I said
you and the old man were.
Moving it on. In other news.
A meeting with the Italian.
We covered this yesterday. Another news. Police in Kennewick, Washington are asking the public's help in identifying a woman that stole from a local store. She was caught on surveillance footage inside of a Castle Mega store. I wonder what they sell. Stealing a, quote, large adult novelty item.
Yeah, I'm looking for her, too.
We all are. I mean, everyone I know is like, we like her.
Find her.
Has anybody checked her bedroom?
Right. Get her back.
Is her apartment have the drawings?
You got to return that.
And listen, this sounds awful. Law enforcement, if you're listening, if I stumble upon this woman, there's just no chance I'm calling it. I mean, and I hate to be that guy. I'm with you, man. I support your cause, but I like her style. That's all I'm saying.
Based on the size of that, you better be confident.
Just saying you're not going to want that novelty toy back.
Oh, she'll be disappointed with me. Yeah, what are you going to return it?
Just wash it off.
Gently used.
Got it in Nordstrom's. You can bring anything back.
Why is it always gently used?
Because that's what they say now.
Not gently used.
That's what they say. If it's gently used, so-and-so. That's what they always say. It's gently used.
All right, we're getting... All right, have it again, gents. Man versus beast. Ribbit. We head to Spain for one unlucky bullfighter. In one of his first returns to the bullfighting ring after he was gored in his groin, the fighter had to be carried from the arena after it actually happened again.
He might not be good at this.
Thank you. During the fight, the bull got the better of him and stabbed him in the groin with his horns.
I remember you.
This time, cutting the femoral vein.
Oh.
He's currently in critical condition in the hospital, and believing that he deserved to be ceremoniously rewarded for his efforts, his fellow firefighters followed tradition and brought him the severed ear of the bull that gored him after the fight was finished by another fighter. Here's the thing. It is a bull fight, okay? To me, it is no different than a boxing match. This is truly a test of man versus beast.
Right.
The bull won.
It's that easy.
Why is the answer to this, we're going to kill the bull, cut off his ear, and act like you actually did something right?
I mean, think about it. The Patriots wouldn't be a team anymore.
Right.
Congratulations, Tom Brady's ear. You'd be like, oh my God.
Right.
It's a competition. You even call it a bull fight.
Right. The second place trophy is not the blood of the victor, okay? Sorry, you lose.
Otherwise, everyone would compete for the silver.
Now let's go get a steak.
That's right. Sorry, that ain't fair. The Hollywood scandals continue. An actor has been exposed for tricking models into sending him nude photos. The actor would actually falsely claim to work for Adore Me in search of models for their new line of lingerie. He would require name, age, bra size, and any and all photos that show face and breast, etc.
Come on. There are legitimate model scouts.
Right. This stunt has found him with multiple complaints and lawsuits. So basically, he would also threaten these models, you know, because they would do the right thing and say, let me talk to my agent to make sure that we actually...
No.
Right. And he'd come back because apparently he did this as a group text or something like that. And he'd come back with, okay, I guess she's not serious about it. Let's go to somebody else and try to speed up that process.
Savage. Don't believe that. If you see that for an ad, I guarantee you it's some guy handling his business.
We go to Iowa, where a man proved that some people can't tell that porn is fake. The man was arrested and charged with indecent exposure after he preyed upon a woman at a Dollar General. Classy fellow.
Wow.
Seeing her and wanting a sexual encounter, the man exposed himself to her and her minor son that was there with her.
Gee.
You read a lot of stories in the news. I was talking to Ted earlier. Do you feel like the Dollar General is kind of like the satellite operation out of Florida? Waffle House, Dollar General, Walmart. Doesn't it seem like a lot of things consistently happen in the same chains?
I would just say
this.
If I'm going to expose myself to someone, I would rather do it at, say, Nordstrom. The reason why...
It sounds bad.
It sounds better. I'm saying, yeah, this is worth a dollar. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right. I just feel I'm already insulting myself by doing it there.
While being arrested, the man admitted that he had seen the particular maneuver in a porno and thought that she would respond sexually to his advances because it happened in the movie that was directed and written by somebody and it's all false.
If it were that easy, I would deliver pizza.
That's it for your headlines. Mike Hawk is out.
I know that sausage guy.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Big Dummy. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Noah Sherlock, and maybe even Tom Green, comedian.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, maybe. But in the meantime, we be all about this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.